Hello, and welcome to the American Humane Fireside Chat. My name is Lydia, and I will be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be an opportunity for live questions on today's call. This may be done by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may register your question at any time. I will now hand you over to your host, Robin Hanser, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Lydia, by the way, your wonderful operator and friends. Lydia and her puppy just went on a walk just a few minutes ago, and her puppy met a new puppy friend. So we're glad to have Lydia as our operator today. Friends, I'm Robin Gansert. I'm the President and CEO of American Humane, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us for our Presidential Fireside Chat. Can you believe it? This is our 13th Fireside Chat for our special supporters and friends of American Humane, and we're so grateful that you've taken time out of your schedule to join and to hear some of our updates. Friends, during these incredibly difficult times, it's more essential than ever that we share vital information and we combine our energies to protect those in need. First, I want you to know, late breaking news, that our team of animal first responders are in close contact with local authorities and shelters in Louisiana and Texas, and they're ready to deploy upon request with life-saving rescue and sheltering work in the wake of Hurricane Laura. Please do consider supporting our rescue program, and let's all pray for those people and animals affected by this most devastating storm. Friends, I remember I spent some of my time growing up in the great state of Louisiana and the great state of Texas. I've lived in Houston. I've lived in Baton Rouge. And I sit there and I think about my friends and family members who are in the storm's path and praying for their safety and praying for all of our beloved animal friends. Well, we're going to go into a whole new area today, friends. There's been lots of things to talk about at American Humane, and we have an update, breaking news, about a major new effort that we've just launched in reaction to the single biggest challenge we all face today. As you know, the COVID-19 pandemic began as a result of the inhumane treatment of animals in notorious so-called wet markets, and has since been having and seeing worldwide consequences for both people and animals globally. To combat cruelty in all of its forms and to renew the world's commitment to the compassionate treatment of animals, American Humane not only took a leadership role in advocating vigorously against these cruel, unhygienic, and unregulated markets, but we stepped forward to demand that we, as a society, re-examine and rethink how to rebuild our broken social contract with animals in every area of life, from the way animals are treated by humankind to new ways to protect them in the wild. To help that reset happen, to help reset the way people and animals interact, we developed an international call to action entitled A New Deal for Animals, People, and the World We Share, a 10-point plan to build a humane and ethical world. This comprehensive plan is being shared broadly right now as we speak with the international media, members of Congress, political candidates, and key stakeholders across our great country. And this is indeed a vital new step in the humane movement. And I want to share it with you, our closest, most influential supporters, these very critical 10 points in our New Deal, which I hope each of you will help support and help us make this dream a reality. Here's our New Deal. Point number one, we must end the world's wet markets. We must. Tragically, tens of millions of wild animals are shuffled through inhumane, unregulated wet markets each and every year. The lack of respect for animal welfare in these markets and the inhumane treatment of living creatures is part and parcel of the spread of disease. I've seen some of these markets. Animals live in cramped cages. They're stacked on top of one another, and they're mired in feces, dirt, blood. They're unimaginable for us living in our country to imagine animals in wet markets, but I've seen them, and they're shocking. They are highly stressed, which increases the spread of disease, and they're brutally, brutally slaughtered with no concern for their well-being. We today at American Humane are calling on all nations to institute and enforce animal welfare standards set by independent third parties, such as American Humane. And until world leaders come together to not only condemn the rampant abuse of animals in wet markets, but also put an end to it, we will continue to have outbreaks of diseases like the coronavirus that inflict suffering on our communities and our families. That's point number one. Our second humane demand point is related to this as well. We must end the global cat and dog meat trade. We must, now. Allowing the slaughter and consumption of cats and dogs to continue is absolutely unacceptable. For thousands of years, cats and dogs have lived with and alongside humans, becoming companion animals, providing us with protection, comfort, aid, and love. Did you know, friends, in Asia alone, 30 million dogs and 4 million cats are slaughtered and eaten every year. 30 million dogs, 4 million cats. Those numbers are shocking. The compound effects of this atrocity not only rupture the relationship between animals and humans, but it poses a threat to human life in the form of more diseases and more pandemics. It must stop. Point number three in our New Deal. We must immediately stop unnecessary taxpayer-funded testing on animals. Animal testing is an international, government-sanctioned and funded multi-billion dollar business. In the U.S., there is a lack of transparency over how much taxpayer money is spent on animal experiments. It is estimated, however, that more than $15 billion is spent annually by government agencies to conduct wasteful and cruel animal experimentation. That was $15 billion with a B. To build a new humane world, we must immediately stop unnecessary taxpayer-funded testing on animals. Friends, our fourth demand is this in our New Deal. Ensure independent humane inspections and biosecurity measures on farms worldwide. More than more than 70 billion farm animals are raised around the world to meet the growing demand for food. The vast majority of those animals, sadly, are raised in conditions that are not independently verified for humane treatment and biosecurity. You know, because you're a friend of American Humane, that for 143 years, we've been working to improve farm animal welfare in the U.S. and abroad. Today, we help to ensure the living conditions for nearly 1 billion farm animals through our American Humane Certified Program. We are indeed the worldwide leader in protecting farm animals, and today I call for the independent inspections of farms and ranches worldwide to see that farm animals are raised humanely, with good welfare and critically important biosecurity standards. And because we believe that all animals need and deserve humane treatment, we are also calling for action to point number five, ensure independent humane oversight of animals in all forms of entertainment. American Humane, which for 80 years has been the fierce defender of animals in film and television through our No Animals Were Harmed program, we believe there must be independent oversight for animals in all forms of entertainment, putting their safety first and working to ensure that they enjoy good animal welfare and indeed humane treatment. And point number six in our New Deal, we are calling for independent, humane inspections of zoos and aquariums worldwide. We've spoken about this in previous fireside chats. Our world is currently in the midst of what scientists are calling a sixth mass extinction. These scientists in the zoos and aquariums they represent are leading the charge to preserve the world's remarkable and endangered creatures. While they do this vital work, they must also make sure that the millions of animals who live in their care receive good welfare and are humanely treated. We must expand. The pioneering science-based model we created with our American Humane Conservation Program to help ensure the good living conditions and survival of the creatures with whom we share the earth. And friends, because so many wild creatures are disappearing at rapid rates, we are insisting in our seventh humane demand to end the highly lucrative organized poaching and bush meat trade. Yes, we must end the bush meat trade. Friends, we may know this, but many don't, and that is the unexpected casualties of the ongoing pandemic. Animals. Tragically, since countries around the world announced national lockdowns to limit the spread of the coronavirus, poaching incidents have increased significantly, and the bush meat trade, which depletes habitats of wild animals and is a prime vector for disease transmission, the bushmeat trade continues, shockingly. American Humane believes we must end poaching and we must end the bushmeat trade that is decimating wild species. Tourists should be encouraged to visit parks and reserves that are protecting animal life, and resources should be given to those who are fighting poachers on the ground. At the same time, we must, point number 8, enforce ethical standards for global animal tourism. 1 million species are facing extinction, many within our lifetimes and the lifetimes of our children. Responsible ecotourism, which allows curious travelers to see rare wildlife in person, is a crucial component of the conservation movement. Wildlife preserves, parks, and other forms of ecotourism are crucial to keeping animals alive in their natural habitats. But not all forms of wildlife tourism are created equally. As you know, I spent a month last year in the bush seeing many of these operations close up and personal. And I can tell you, there is a way to distinguish the best operations from the worst. And together, we must work to improve. Those that want to do better can. There is a strong need for independent third-party certification for global eco and animal tourism. So, and travelers, us as travelers, know which tours, which parks, which guides are reputable, and which are doing right by their animals. And these last two points go hand in hand, friends, in our New Deal. Here, in our own communities, to keep our companion animals safe, today we are calling for an effort to enforce safety standards for animals and transportation. How many of you have learned with great horror about the number of baby chicks that just recently passed away? There are horror stories every single day about animals needlessly dying during transport, whether by plane, in the front seat of a car, or in the back of a pickup truck. American Humane believes transportation of animals should be safe and humane, and we are calling for independent audits of the transportation industry using science-based standards set by animal experts. In 2018, American Humane and the world's leading animal scientist, animal welfare specialist, veterinarians, and ethicists undertook a comprehensive examination of the many factors affecting the health, safety, comfort, and welfare of pets traveling by air in order to develop standards and best practices to keep our best friends safe during travel. Rigorous standards not only protect animals in transport, but people and animals to the areas to which they travel, as they can help to identify contagious diseases before travel takes place. That's critical. Today, American Humane strongly advocates for the adoption and certification of national standards by the airline and transportation industry so that, like us, our animal companions can travel safely and comfortably. And friends, I add that call to action to the Postal Service to make sure that they adopt our independent humane certification of animals and transport there. And finally, point number 10, to improve the lives of both animals and people, which should be the goal of every member of the humane movement, we want to expand the use of service and therapy dogs. We all have seen the benefits. And you know American Humane has been a pioneer for well over a century in developing service and therapy animal programs. We've seen firsthand how these efforts can change the lives of the ill, the aged, our military warriors, as well as the lives of so many animals needing forever loving homes. Service and therapy dogs bring healing to those suffering from emotional, mental, and physical trauma and challenges, and can, we discovered through our widely reported Canines and Childhood Cancer clinical research study, even help children and their families better cope with that devastating diagnosis of cancer. Tapping into that life-changing healing bond between people and animals shows how interdependent we all are and why we need to renew and restore our age-old social contract with the animals for which we share the earth. As we build the new world in the wake of the novel coronavirus, American Humane is calling today on policymakers, on leaders, on individuals to commit to building a better bond between people and animals by honoring these 10 points in our New Deal for Animals. You know, American Humane's been working on many of these issues for years, some starting back in our founding, back in 1877. And as the world wakes up to the price resulting from the continued abuse of animals, we ask that you join with us, add your voice to this important effort to achieve a more humane and ethical world. It's my dream, and I know many of you on the call share that dream too. We encourage every animal lover to read the full version of this important declaration on our website, AmericanHumane.org, and add your support for these long-needed changes. We included, as the 10th tenet of our New Deal for Animals, how important service animals are and the need to find dogs in need of forever loving homes and train them to help save lives. And I want to give you all a chance to help do that right now. In just 4 days, American Humane's first Pups for Patriots 5K is starting. This individual pandemic-safe event will take place across our great country from August 31 to September 7th, and will help fund American Humane's life-saving Pups for Patriots program, which will cover the training of a qualified service dog for a veteran in need. After signing up online through our website, you can simply agree to walk or run the 5K sometime during that week, with a fundraising goal that you and your family and friends can help you meet or exceed. American Humane is committed, and I am personally committed, to putting more healing leashes into the hands of veterans in need. And speaking of leashes, the first 150 people to raise $250 will receive an American Humane leash for you and your furry best friend. Not only will you get a much-needed break outdoors, even though it's a little the dog's days of summer here, you will also be helping animals and veterans who so badly need our help, especially now during the devastating pandemic when stress and isolation are at a high level. I want to read to you a letter I just received from one of our most recent Pups for Patriots graduates. I love getting their letters, by the way. It always makes me smile. Sometimes I shed a few tears. I'm going to read this one to you from Kyle, a combat veteran who served 16 years in the U.S. Marine Corps. This is what he writes. Dear Robin, I have suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder due to combat since 2006. Before having Nova, my service dog, in my life, I never went out in public alone. When I did go out, I relied heavily on my wife to help me calm down and navigate me through the public. I was used to having no emotional connection with anyone, human or animal. It's hard to imagine that an animal could have helped me, but that is exactly what the organization and Nova did. I'm now able to go out with more in public. I now find joy in life, and all with the help of my service dog with me at every step. My training not only helped my outlook on life, but also helped me realize there are still people out there that care about us. For that, I will always be in their debt. Wow. Kyle, we are in your debt. Thank you for serving our country so bravely and with such courage. And I'm so glad that American Humane could provide you with Nova, one of our incredible service dogs trained through our incredibly special Pups for Patriots program. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Kyle. And if that story about Kyle and Nova touched your heart, think about signing up for our Pups for Patriots 5K. Oh, gosh, it's going to be wonderful and such great fun. The support will touch more hearts like Kyle's and be good for yours as well. I know it's certainly great for mine. Well, there are so many things we need to do, as we pointed out in the New Deal. There are so many animals, so many veterans who need our help. Signing your name to the New Deal, running with our 5K or walking our 5K, voting in our 2020 Hero Dog Awards, voting closes September 10th, friends, and spreading the word about the work we are doing are all ways that you can help me make a difference. Our campaigns, our newsletters, our impact report are all on our website and can help recruit new supporters to our cause. Thank you again, friends, for listening to our Fireside Chat, being an active participant in our Fireside Chats all summer, and really since our first one back in March during the beginning of the pandemic. We want everyone to stay safe, be well, stay healthy, and also keep in mind our friends, human and animal friends, in the path of the devastating Hurricane Laura, and know that we are on call to be first to serve. Friends, I'd like to open up the phone lines to answer any questions you might have. So please let our wonderful operator, Lydia, who I'm sure is sitting right by her special pup. Lydia, please, we welcome any questions you and your pup and our wonderful listeners might have.
No problem at all. If you would like to ask a question live on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and ensure that your phone is unmuted locally so I may collect your name to announce you on your turn. Again, that's star 1 for any questions at this time. If you have a caller in our queue, please stand by while I collect their details.
Great. I'm organizing my virtual 5K team now, still coming up with a great patriotic team name for my 5K, and I'll be walking it. So I look forward to getting that launched today, too. Be a lot of fun. And while Lydia is getting the phone line together, I do hope you will have a chance to visit AmericanHumane.org and sign up on our New Deal, sign to support that New Deal, and we'd be mighty grateful for you spreading the word. And do know it was delivered to all of the campaigns just in the past few days, and we're really hoping that we see some of our policy recommendations adopted through this election cycle. Wouldn't that be incredible for the animals that we serve?
All right, everyone, thank you so much for your patience. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question live on today's call. Our first caller is Barbara Niven. Barbara, when you're ready, please go ahead.
Hi, Robin. I'm driving in Los Angeles, La La Land, so I hope you can hear me.
I can. Hi, Barbara. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Your Fireside Chats are the highlight for me of this pandemic, because it just totally crystallizes the hope and optimism and a way to support you in making a difference that so many of us we're feeling isolated now, but through you, we can feel like we are part of something bigger. So I thank you for that. New Deal. Absolutely. You've gotten it succinct into everything that we need to do. I wholeheartedly support you. And I'm proud to support you. I also want to say I have already signed up and have people that have signed up to pledge for me for the Pups for Patriots. And I'm excited for that. And I urge everybody to do that. Everybody can walk at least 3K. That's not very much. You can even stop for a while. Just do it. And you will be a part of something much bigger than just your walk, because you will be doing so much for our amazing veterans, and your story with them just really moved me today. So we thank you. Thank him for his service, and we thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you, Barbara, so much, and thank you for being one of our incredible ambassadors. And I'm so grateful you signed up to have a team. So that's wonderful. And again, people can walk or run, and you can walk a little bit over each a day during that time period. It's all good.
Yeah, and I also want to just say a prayer for the people that are and animals that are in the path of Laura right now. And I'm glad that you started out with that. And I just want to say, please, God, keep them safe, keep them sheltered. And even after the storm passes, there is so much work to be done for the animals who need shelter and the humans who've lost so much. So I know that you are the first responders, and I'm sure that Amber is there and her team. And I just want to say God bless you and thank you and keep everyone safe.
Thank you, Barbara, so very much. And yes, we are on call monitoring the situation with state and local officials as we speak. Our rescue team is just so outstanding. They are indeed humane heroes and angels for the animals and for the families. As you said, Barbara, so many of these families have lost everything in this storm. We will now be hearing news reports in the coming days about the kind of devastation that a Cat 4 storm does in low-lying areas. And it truly will be very hard and difficult to watch. And families, of course, losing so much. What they want is if they've lost their pet, they want their pet back. And that's what we go and do. And we do it in the most challenging of circumstances. And I'm so grateful for our rescue team, our humane heroes, our angels. So they are ready first to serve. Thank you, Barbara, so much. And thank you so much for dialing in while you're driving around Los Angeles as you call La La Land. So thank you. Thank you.
I love you.
Great. Love you. Be safe and be well. Lydia, do we have any more questions?
Yes, we have another caller in our queue. Another reminder that star one for questions. Our next caller is Dr. Karen Katie. When you're ready, please go ahead.
Hello, Robin. Can you hear me?
Oh, Karen, it's so great to hear your wonderful voice. How are you?
Oh, gosh, the same here. Thank you so much. Listen, I love this idea about the New Deal, and it's, you know, your thoughts are more on a global scale. This is a global outreach program that you're talking about here in our world without borders, as we find we have, especially this pandemic's really highlighting that for everybody in the world, not just us. And yeah. I'm just wondering, with regards to the expansion of the use of the service dogs, but the therapy dogs as well, is that something that is also, you're looking at that as sort of maybe a future global program as well, or are we talking about expanding it first more here in the States? What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, Karen, such a great, great question, and thank you so much. I know you have a special affinity for service and therapy dogs, as we all do. They're so incredible, and they make such a difference in our lives. We want to see, first and foremost, the breakdown of barriers in our own country, particularly for service dogs, for wounded warriors who have invisible wounds that you don't see. There's still so much prejudice and that we see when a veteran, a service member walks into a restaurant with a service dog. There's questions whether that dog can legitimately be there, et cetera. And then people have been, you know, really discriminated against with service animals. We want to end that discrimination and really help promote the fuller understanding of how important and valuable these animals are to people's well-being, their physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And we have to conquer that here first. And the same thing with therapy dogs. You know, our incredibly life-changing Canines and Childhood Cancer Study that we partnered with Zoetis and Habry on, the first clinical trial that helped to prove the efficacy of the use of therapy dogs for children facing that diagnosis of cancer, that study broke through a boundary in children's hospitals, and we were really proud. We need to continue to push the use of therapy dogs in all sorts of different settings. We have a lot of work here to do in America, and I would like to see us continue to push as a model for countries around the globe to help uplift that healing power of the human-animal bond. But again, we can do so much in our own backyard with these two incredible types of animals, service dogs and therapy dogs. And we need to eliminate the discrimination and the incredible prejudices that go when we see someone who's facing invisible wound and they've been limited in terms of places that they can go when they need that animal for their physical and mental health. So stay tuned. We have to do a lot more here, and I would love to see what lessons we learn here, such as from our Zoetis and Habry Canines and Childhood Cancer Study that we led, that those lessons learned can be taken around the world. So we have more standards to do here, centers of excellence, and then we can certainly take it beyond our own borders. Thank you, Karen, so much. It's a wonderful question.
Thank you, Robin. I love you, and I support all that you're doing, just so you know.
Oh, thank you, Karen. My heart to you. Thank you for all you do for us and for the animals. Lydia, any other questions today on today's call?
We have no more callers in our queue. I return the call over to you, Robin.
Wonderful. Well, friends, I want to thank you. I want to thank both Barbara and Karen for asking such wonderful questions today and comments about our new deal. I always love to hear from you with your personal comments and thoughts and reflections. Please feel free to email me directly at robin.g@americanhumane.org. I hope today you'll take a few moments to sign our commitments to the New Deal, to look up our Pups for Patriots 5K, to vote for the Hero Dog Awards, and to utilize our brand new impact report and share with your friends and your family members. I want to thank you for listening to our Fireside Chat. We're going to be back next month with updates on our rescue work. Indeed, we'll have updates on our incredible Hero Dog Awards program. And friends, we have a new book coming out this fall. We'll do some sections, some book reading, and create a little book club through our Fireside Chat so we can enjoy some incredible stories from our new book, Mission Metamorphosis. And, of course, we'll have a fall update on our incredible new documentary film, Escape from Extinction. The film trailer will be released in the next 2 weeks, so stay tuned for the trailer for the new movie, the new full-length documentary film, Escape from Extinction, narrated by the incredible friend of American Humane, Dame Helen Mirren. Thank you again for joining us for today's Fireside Chat, our 13th. I look forward to visiting with you in September. Please stay safe. Please be well. God bless America and God bless American Humane. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's event. You may now disconnect your lines. Hosts, please stay connected.